This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about charity work and your self-storage business. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy that houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business do so. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Today, let's talk about developing a charity strategy for your self-storage business. Now, everything I'm going to say today is just my opinion, but I believe as a business owner, as a person making money, generating income from a particular trade area, state, part of the country, we have a responsibility to give back and support nonprofits and charities in the areas in which we do business. It's just my philosophy, but I firmly believe that. It's part of what I call being a good corporate neighbor. So I think every self-storage company should develop some type of strategy of working with nonprofits, working with charities. I have some friends in the Louisville area. They're actually national apartment developers. But what they've done is they've taken on homelessness in our city of Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, that's a big undertaking. They've worked with the city. They bought vacant hotels. And they have approached homelessness in our market from a housing first perspective. Housing first is a particular approach where you provide stable, permanent housing for people, homes for people who are experiencing homelessness without requiring them to deal with any other mental health or substance abuse issues that they may have. By providing a stabilized housing, it gives them the space and the opportunity to then begin to deal with any issues that they have. It's inspiring to me what Chris and Mark are doing, but to be honest with you, the charitable work we're doing is in our self-storage business isn't anywhere near as ambitious as what these guys are taking on. But still, no matter what you choose to do, I firmly believe it's important to have something, some strategy in place so that you show up as a player in your area and you show up as somebody more than just someone collecting rents. So what are some examples of charity strategies, working with nonprofit strategies that someone, a small player like us, could have? Well, first of all, there's no one size fits all. There is no right way to approach this. I remember when I have owned a Remax real estate franchise for 20 plus years, and Remax took on on a national level as a charity that they worked with, the Children's Miracle Network. And the Children's Miracle Network is a network of hospitals for children that have serious illnesses, and it was easy to do fundraisers, events to raise money for Children's Miracle Network. Who isn't touched and moved by a young child who has a serious illness? Probably a lot easier than homelessness. But they took that on a national level. If your business has a national footprint, it's very good to take on charities that can be impact where you can impact on a national level, no matter which market you're in. Wounded Warriors would be a good example of that. Other charities I've seen that storage owners will support are organizations like Toys for Tots, Animal Care Rescue, organizations such as that, that work in a specific targeted area of the community in which you own a storage facility. Now, with all that said, as a storage owner, what I've done or we've done is taken kind of a different approach. Now, very often as a storage owner, sometimes our facilities are small, there's not a lot of extra cash to be donating and taking on big charities. But the one thing that we had, no matter what the size of our facility is we had units. Our charity strategy was to take a percentage. We chose 3%, up to 3% of our self-storage units we would donate. In other words, let nonprofits, charities who service the trade area where our facilities were located have those units rent free. So, for example, one nonprofit charity organization that we worked with was in more of an urban area with our urban brand. And what they did was they provided clothes for homeless people who were going on job interviews. And basically we donated a couple units where these guys are located, and we would, one was for men, one was for women. The nonprofits set them up basically like closets where they had different clothes organized by size. People could come in there, try the clothes on, walk out, and go meet their future employer. We've donated units to flood victims or people who have experienced natural disasters in areas where we have our storage facilities while their homes or apartments are being renovated. We provided space to local theaters, nonprofit theaters that work with people who are living in the area, the trade area where the facility is located. They store props and clothes, and we've supported local art providers in those communities. The list goes on, but the idea is simple. We work with nonprofits and charities to provide services in the trade areas where our storage facilities are located. So how do we find them, or how do they find us? So I don't care where your facility is located, there's almost always a chamber or some type of business organization that we join. It might not be me being the one showing up, but a manager or a regional person will show up and be a member of that chamber or business trade association for the area where our facilities are located. That's actually where we end up meeting the majority of our nonprofits and charitable services that we offer space to. Also, don't forget to host meetings, allow those chamber members and other business owners to see your facility. We'll host meetings there. Sometimes we join an organization that already has a specific place where they always meet. We make sure that we offer one meal sometime during the year. We want to get those business owners, the members of the chamber or the business association, to come and see us at our facility. So we'll host some type of event there once a year. Usually it's a meal, sometimes around Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, a lunch at our facility. But we make sure that the business owners come there, and that's where we find the majority of nonprofits and charitable organizations that we work with. So as you grow your self-storage business, my coaching is be someone who makes a difference in the area. Show up as more than just a company collecting rent. Be someone who contributes back, makes a difference in the trade area where you're making money. It's a great business, no matter how big or how small you're getting in. And be someone who enriches the community where you are doing your business. That's just my thoughts today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool we use literally every day as we're looking at self-storage opportunities. You can find out more about the Storage World Analyzer at storageworldanalyzer.com or go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com, click the Storage World Analyzer tab. I look forward to being with you next week.